Well, hey guys, welcome back to the podcast and our summer podcast series. From now until the end of August, we're doing things a bit different. If you want the full scoop, go back and listen to episode 307. But here's the deal. These episodes are going to be interactive. Well, how do you have an interactive podcast episode? These aren't our traditional one-way content interview style episodes. These are guided interactive conversations where you get to pull up a chair, walk with us, and have a piece of the conversation. We're going to talk a lot less. We're going to be very specific. We're going to approach some practical strategic topics that are all designed to help you get healthy so you can reach more impact. So we're going to talk for a while, give you space to process. We'll talk a little bit more, guide you from start to finish, and we'll be together from now until the end of August. So we're going to get started today. And remember, as you listen to these episodes, do them a bit differently. If you normally listen to podcasts and you're in driving in the car, these are designed specifically to be done out for a walk. If you like to run, put your earbuds in and go for a run. Don't fast forward through them. Sit under an umbrella. Sit outside, have a long cup of coffee. Mark Batterson says that a change of pace plus a change of place equals a change of perspective. And we believe that if you alter your routine just a little bit and enjoy some fun and play and enjoy these episodes while you're doing that, you'll transform your life and leadership. So with that, it's time to get started. Lace up your shoes, pour that cup of coffee. Let's have some fun. Welcome to our summer podcast series and today's episode. Enjoy. Well, if you're listening, we're glad you're here and we're officially off. We've got 30 minutes together and today we're going to be tackling the crucial topic of what it means to reimagine. Alan, it's really interesting. I was looking at some statistics about the word reimagine, and right as we headed into the COVID world, reimagine became one of the most widely searched and widely used terms in our dictionary, from people wondering what it looked like to reimagine, I'm assuming, a new normal, or what life as a whole was going to look like. And today, that's where we're going to dig in. And so before we move any further, I feel like it's important to define it. So you guys, as we're beginning to warm up and take steps, hopefully you're moving, you're sitting in a beach, you're on a hammock somewhere. You're really embracing, as Mark Batterson calls it, that change of place. And these podcasts, we hope, can give you a change of perspective. So to reimagine really means to look back, to rethink, to imagine again, especially as it pertains to forming a new conception of whatever we aim to recreate. And I think that's a great place to start. So if we're going to start looking back, we have to name some things to diagnose. So, Alan, what does it look like to diagnose?
Yeah, there's a phrase that we use at Stay Forth that you can't make progress until you make sense. You can't make progress until you make sense. And so if we are going to look to the future, everybody wants to reimagine. And I see that now, Jonathan. And if you're listening to this, you probably have wanted to reimagine what work looks like. Or you reimagine your family rhythms. Maybe you've even reimagined where you live. Maybe you've reimagined your migration patterns and how much you're driving around town. Maybe you're working from your living room or your office and you were driving into an office every single day. So there are lots of things we're reimagining in the future. However, if we don't look backward first and do that diagnosing that you're talking about, we're going to have an issue. So we're really going to look in three different areas. And one of them, this first area, is to look backwards. So make some sense before we can make some progress. And two questions that I just want to leave you with in this area. What is broken in your life or leadership? Or what is past its season? What is broken in your life or leadership? Or what's past its season? In each of these podcasts, we're going to allow you the posture of either being still. So maybe you're sitting, like Jonathan said, on the beach, you're sitting in a hammock, you're sitting outside, you're sitting on a sofa, or you're active, you're walking somewhere. We're going to leave you some time to ponder those questions as you look back on your life. What is broken in your life or leadership, or what is past its season? We'll meet you up ahead. We'll be right back.
We're back. Hopefully you've had some time to spend and name things, name something, what's broken. There's power in naming things. Oftentimes it can be hard and prickly. But I think there's something special about being out on a walk or sitting in still or sitting in silence and really kind of slowing down and analyzing. So as you've diagnosed, the next thing that's important is to begin the cultivating process. I mean, if we think in terms of, you know, looking at anything around you, wherever you're at in creation, nothing just happens on its own. It takes work as a process. You have to have a plan. You have to begin somewhere. You don't plant a garden with uncultivated soil. And we can't begin to reimagine and reinterpret what's broken and what we want to move forward in our life and leadership if we don't first name something and then spend time cultivating. So, Alan, why is it important to cultivate before we try and activate? Because I know when it comes to change and innovation, people want change to happen fast, and it never seems to happen fast enough, even if it comes too fast. And we skip over that, like the hard work of cultivating and the good work of cultivating. So why is it important and what goes into cultivating?
You've probably heard the phrase that you can't change the world if you don't change yourself first. And phrases like that, I think, are really important to bring us back to this huge topic of self-awareness and personal growth. It's huge. If you are a leader, an influencer of any kind, which, let me hint, you are, then first you have to look at yourself. If we want to activate and push organizations forward and do great things, which I'm sure you do, and we'll talk about that in our last segment, first we want to invite you to think about yourself. We believe in rhythms, again, not just in balance, but in rhythms, the same rhythms that spin our earth. And we think about seasons, each season of hot and cold and day and night. We think about the world running on rhythms. We need to run on rhythms as well. So just want to invite you to ponder a question as you think about self-awareness. What one rhythm do you need to cultivate in your life? What one rhythm do you need to cultivate in your life or leadership? Spend some time pondering that. Continue to sit, continue to walk, continue to ponder. We'll meet you up ahead. we hope that time in silence was helpful for you. Do not forget that rhythm, whether that rhythm was something to do with your time or your energy. Maybe you need to begin practicing Sabbath in the season. No shame, no guilt that you were missing that thing in your life, but it's time to either cultivate or recultivate that rhythm. Now we're going to move to a forward posture of activation, of pushing forward into your life. This is the easiest one for leaders to think about. This is what we think about first. We think about starting new things, execution, doing new things. And of course, this is something to think through. But remember, we've thought backwards and diagnosed and analyzed backwards. We've cultivated inward. We've thought about self-awareness and growth and one rhythm in your life. Now we're going to look forward. Talk about this a little bit, Jonathan.
I think it's easy to want to activate forward because we always want to go somewhere. And if we don't spend time working through what we've just spent time, wherever you are right now, where you're walking through, you can really head forward in the direction without any clarity as to where you're even going. You may understand how to take a few steps, but you'll end up stuck. And I think in my own life in leadership, I've oftentimes found myself where I've raced too fast and too far and then wonder where I am, what happened. And then I realize, oh, I've missed a few steps. I didn't spend enough time in the cultivating area of whatever it is I wanted to do, whatever I was trying to reimagine or revisit. And I wasn't fully equipped to get where I was intending to go. And you have to redirect. And so as we spend time, you know, thinking about what's your next right step, back to the beginning, when we first started this journey, you name something and you diagnose something that you wanted to reimagine and to bring back into your life and leadership. You spent time thinking about what that rhythm would look like, need to cultivate. And the last question I'm going to leave you with is, what is your next right step? What is that first step? You may not know all the steps you want to take, but what is the first one that you need to take to begin reintroducing that one into your life and leadership so that you can reimagine some health, begin to reinvest in your life and leadership and take next steps towards getting healthy and reaching more impact? We're going to leave you to think about that for just a few minutes, but don't worry. We'll meet you right up ahead as we close out today's part of this journey.
One of the important things in this conversation, and the reason that we decided to start the re-series with this, is because if we don't have an imagination for how life and leadership could be different, we're not just accidentally going to end up there. These things are very intentional. You've probably named something that makes you feel a little bit uncomfortable, a change that you need to make. Maybe you feel frustrated that you haven't made this change sooner. Maybe you're incredibly excited about your next right step, but we didn't ask you to name 9 next steps. We said your next right step. Not just do something, but carefully and strategically do your next right thing, because then the next step will present itself. I want to leave you with an analogy. I'm a rock climber. I love climbing out in Colorado. And when you look up, there's 60 feet or 80 feet or 100 feet ahead of you, and that looks daunting and intimidating. There may be, even be some overhung spots. Guys, leadership is challenging. Leadership's hard. We're not telling you that it isn't. In fact, that's why we believe in coaching. That's why we believe in these guided re-conversations, is because it is challenging. However, when we clarify our next step, like a rock climber takes that next handhold, stands up on that hold, new holds present themselves. Don't try to take the whole climb, the whole 60 feet, the whole 80 feet, the whole 100 feet. All you need to do is think about your next right step. Whether you think about life as a marathon, or whether you think about it like a rock climbing route, or this journey that we continue to talk about, it's about steps. And if you can continue to take the next right steps this summer, next fall, the next year, then you will look back and say, I am a healthy leader, that I am healthier than I was. I am stronger than I was and more resilient than I was. And we want to continue to guide you through this process. We want to encourage you, don't fast forward through these times of quiet. We want you to sit in the quiet. We want you to reflect on these things. But more than anything, we want you to take actual steps in your leadership. We're going to take a break from the interviews. We are going to take you back to self-leadership, self-awareness, growth, spiritual formation, all these things that are inward. And we're going to continue to help you reimagine your leadership this summer. And we want you to be able to live and lead strong, live and lead healthy, live and lead resilient this summer. So welcome to our re-series. We're going to continue on in the journey with you, dropping one episode each week. Catch you on the next episode of our re-series.